You know who will know about the movie Young Guns is the voice of the BYU Cougars on the baseball diamond. Brent Norton, how you doing, Brent?
Hey Ben, good. How are things down in Utah?
Oh, we're doing good. Do you know about Young Guns, or am I amiss? Am I wrong? Do you know about Young Guns, the movie?
Nope, don't know anything about Young Guns. Sorry about that.
It's all right. I'm going to be solo today. Brian doesn't know about it. I don't even think John LaFollette knows about Young Guns. But put it on your to-do list. It's a very good Western flick. It's
okay.
About Billy the Kid.
I'll do it.
Billy the Kid, you know what I mean? So, Brent,
yeah.
BYU in their last 9 games is 8-1. They started off conference play with a loss to Pepperdine, but they've been hot in conference since then. They pulled off a nice victory versus Gonzaga, and a lot of it had to do with the pitching and then also timely hitting. What's going on with this BYU baseball team right now? 8-1 in the last 9.
You know, the last time we talked, Ben, I think we were 2-10, and I think I told you that tough schedule and kind of a little bit of a young team had to get things going. And, well, they've turned it around, playing very, very well right now. And the important thing is early in the season here, conference season, they're playing all the top preseason pick teams with Gonzaga and Pepperdine, and beat Pepperdine 2 of 3 last week in Provo, and now took the first one here from Gonzaga. And so they're playing better. They're pitching it. I think we talked about the depth of their pitching staff, and that's kind of working out well for them. Still struggling a little bit offensively, but you know they're getting the hits when they need them, and they're playing well. So we're up here tonight, first pitch here in about a half an hour at the Gonzaga Baseball Field, Patterson Baseball Complex, they call it. Overcast day here in Spokane. Haven't seen the sun since we got here a couple of days ago. But they're playing well.
What do you think the biggest reason for the turnaround has been?
You know, I think it's just confidence. I think they got home, played 7 games. I think that really helps after coming off a real tough, you know, opening road trip of 12 straight games. And everybody in the conference is about playing 500 baseball right now. So there's nobody really stepping up. And BYU right now tied for first. Actually, they sit on top of the conference standings here early in the season. And they're just getting some great pitching performances. Their 3 starters, Mahoney, Barker, and Kinzer, are doing a good job. And then they've got Keaton Senna-Tiempo, a kid just off a mission, actually went on his mission up here to Spokane. He's back, and he's got an ERA under 1. And then their closer, Michael Rucker, kind of an interesting story. He was a transfer from Gonzaga, played here his freshman year, met a good LDS girl, followed her to Provo, and started playing baseball, got baptized. He's now been married in the temple. Had to sit out a year, of course, and he came in and closed things down for the Cougars. A little bit of a rough close for him last night. The Cougars were up 6-1 going into the ninth. He gave up 4 runs. Pretty emotional night for him, as you can imagine. But so they've had good stuff in the bullpen, good starting pitching. Hayden Nielsen, the shortstop, is leading the conference in hits and RBIs. Dylan Robinson, first baseman, has been solid. Tanner Chauncey, second baseman, been battling a little hamstring problem, but he's still hitting the ball well. So just overall, pretty much a team effort, not one thing you can point to.
Preview this matchup tonight. Who's going to get the start for the Cougs, and who do you expect to pick up the slack with the bats?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest thing tonight is going to be Brandon Bailey, the starter for Gonzaga. He's 4-1 on the year. He has got an ERA under 2, arguably the best pitcher in the conference here early in the season. He's just been really lighting it up this year. Has had a couple of no-hitters going into the 7th inning already here early in the year. So that's going to be a real challenge for these Cougar hitters. He throws mid-90s, has a great changeup. He'll be going against Jeff Barker. Jeff's a senior out of Moreno Valley, California. Been a solid starter for the Cougars for the last 2-3 years. Pitched very well against Pepperdine last weekend. So I look for this to be a low-scoring game. BYU needs to manufacture some runs early. Bailey's gone 16 innings without giving up a run. Well, 16 2/3. So this kid has really been on fire. So should be kind of an interesting game here tonight.
What's your experience like when you're traveling around with this team? You're in Spokane currently. Have you been able to see any of the fun places that, that Spokane offers? That's where I serve my mission. Have you gone over to Dick's Burgers?
Oh. You know, I should have talked to you before I came up here. This is my second time up here, and I'm still looking for fun stuff to do.
Oh, you should have. That's my fault. I should have been more proactive.
You know, we went, you know, that downtown mall where they got a Nordstrom's and a Macy's. That seems to be kind of the hangout where, you know, where the university is right here, just off the downtown mm-hmm. area, right on the Spokane River. And it's a pretty place, that river going right through the middle of town. And, you know, very nice people. The interesting thing about tonight is with the basketball team playing tonight, guaranteed the Cougar fans are going to outnumber the Gonzaga fans here in the ballpark tonight because everybody's going to be home watching the Zags basketball team.
Uh-huh. Another place you need to explore is like Spokane North up on the hill. There's some really cool old neighborhoods still lined like brick roads. You know, you can see I love old architecture and some really fun yeah. stuff to see there if you like some of the history of Spokane. Let's continue to break down this BYU-Gonzaga matchup. You mentioned that they've had some struggles with the bats. I mean, is there anyone in particular that, you know, has been good in the past, maybe last year, or that you expected to be much hotter with the bat that could come up big for the Cougars in this game?
You know, the bottom part of the lineup has really struggled. Jared Jarvis, who's a catcher, he's a senior catcher out of Spanish Forks, had a solid career for BYU, and for whatever reason, you know, Jarrett in baseball, you lose a little confidence, and boy, it can just play with your head. He's hitting about just a little over 100 this year, so he has really struggled. They need him to step up. I think they had kind of figured on him being a kind of a middle-of-the-lineup type guy, but he's hitting in the nine slot tonight. They've also struggled a little bit with their left and right fielder offensively, although Eric Urie in right is starting to play a little better. He's got his average up in the 280s. Derek Whitney, a transfer out of Salt Lake Community, has kind of taken over that left field job and has solid. But if they could get a little more production out of those three guys, this could be a really great season for BYU. The guys in the infield have kind of carried the offense and I kind of look for that same thing tonight.
Brent Norton, the voice of the BYU baseball team, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. You're going to be doing your broadcast live from Spokane. I'm excited for it. I wanted to get your thoughts on a subject that my dad and I have spoken about, just concerning baseball in general, Major League Baseball. And I wonder if it's going to leak over into college baseball eventually. But what do you think about the proposals being made to speed up the game? Batters can't step out of the box. Pitchers between pitches have to be on a clock delivery system. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. Fantastic. As a broadcaster, the thing I hate the worst is a pitcher out there, you know, kicking the dirt and kicking the rubber and looking around. I mean, let's just get the ball and go. I think it's great. And normally what you see is you see a lot of these changes happen in baseball, and then it seems like the college game, you know, picks them up a year or two later. But I love what the pros are doing. I think it's a step in the right direction. They need to get some fans back, and I think the one way to do that is to speed the ball game up, make it more exciting, and so I applaud that. The one thing in the college game this year that's new is they've changed the baseball. They've gone to more of a major league type of baseball where the seams are a little closer to the ball. They're not quite as stick out as much from the ball. And they think it will help the offense. And again, I think that's going to help the college game. In the 20 or so games we've already had this year, there's no doubt that the ball is flying a little bit farther. Not crazy, you know, farther, but I think it's added a new element to the game. And I think that's a great change for the game of baseball, especially in the college ranks.
How do you think that's going to affect the play of the players, or will it have an effect at all?
You know, it's had some effect. I mean, I've seen home runs hit this year that have gone farther than any home run that I've seen the last 4 or 5 years. But, you know, I think the offensive production is up about 30%, according to the NCAA statistics. And, you know, I think that's good. I think the more offense you can bring into the game, about, you know, 10 years ago it was crazy, ridiculous offense. I mean, there were 20 to 15 games, but I think they've regulated the bat now and got it under control. And with this new baseball, I think it's just going to help the game. And like you said, if we can speed it up a little bit along with that, I think it's just going to bring a lot of fans back to the ballpark.
Brent, good luck on the call. We know in a few minutes you will be on air here on 960 AM, and we appreciate you coming on our airwaves to preview this matchup. Good luck to the Cougs, and good luck to you, brother.
I appreciate it, Ben. We'll be on again. Game 3 is tomorrow. That will be a 1 o'clock start there, and we'll be back on ESPN 960. So, hey, you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate it. We'll get together again. We head down to San Diego next week for a three-game series with the Toreros, so another tough series on the road for BYU, but looking forward to it.